AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama speaks to world leaders at the UN this morning and later today meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Relations have been icy since Russia's grab for chunks of Ukraine. The last time the two saw each other was at an Asian summit in Beijing last fall. But now the president wants Putin to explain his recent military buildup in Syria. So advisor Ben Rhodes says this meeting's not a concession.
Given both the situation in Ukraine and the situation in Syria, it would be irresponsible to not have a face-to-face encounter.
But first, Obama will speak to the General Assembly about the refugee crisis caused by Syria's civil war and seek to rally support for a world climate deal in Paris in December. Mark Smith with the President, New York.
Pope Francis has left the United States following a six-day visit. His plane lifted off after he celebrated Mass for hundreds of thousands of people in downtown Philadelphia. Lisa Burns was at the Mass.
To see what could be close to a million or more people, it's just very bolstering to know that, you know, we're all lifting our voice in song to one God, and it was very beautiful.
Before he left, Francis met with victims of clergy sex abuse and promised to hold those responsible accountable. Though a spokeswoman for a victims group says they did not hear what they were hoping for.
I found the message missing the most important part. He talked about healing, and healing is important. But far more important is prevention and protection.
Barbara Doris with the group called SNAP. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump rolls out his tax plan this morning, lower rates for lower and middle class income families, he says, as well as for corporations. But he says he'd increase rates for some Americans like hedge fund managers. Did you see the lunar eclipse last night? 10, 11 Eastern time, a lunar eclipse combined with a supermoon. This is AP Radio News. Imagine this. You're 22 years old and you just won millions of dollars. Jordan Spieth has done it, winning golf's Tour Championship and a $10 million bonus. Here's Jim Hart in Atlanta.
Reigning Masters and U.S. Open champion Jordan Spieth rode a hot putter to the finish line to win the Tour Championship and claim the 2015 FedEx Cup. The 22-year-old Texan shot a 1-under-69 on Sunday, his fourth consecutive subpar round as he bested first and second round leader Henrik Stenson, Danny Lee, and Justin Rose by four shots. The player of the year favorite saw his lead shrink to one after he bogeyed 10, but he dropped a 47-foot bomb on the 11th hole for birdie and parred in to claim his fifth win of the year and first Tour Championship. Jim Hart, Atlanta.
And we've learned that three-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart will retire following the 2016 season. The announcement will come at a news conference on Wednesday. He struck and killed a sprint car driver during an event last year in upstate New York, and the family has filed a civil suit against Stewart. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one job of any parent is to look out for their kids.
Sometimes mom doesn't let me use my tablet.
Well, that is part of looking out for you. Your parents want to make sure you're safe while you're having fun.
I guess.
That's what we want, too. We're Lingo Kids, and we're here to help parents out. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids because kids love it and parents can trust it.
What's it got?
Lingo Kids has lots of fun stuff that parents can feel good about, like songs and shows, plus activities featuring beloved Disney characters from Disney's Moana, Frozen, and more.
I love Disney stories!
Who doesn't? Lingo Kids has over 1 million daily users, so it looks like a lot of people love it already. Plus, when your parents download the Lingo Kids app, they can get a one-week free trial.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love. Download the app for free.